Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit Podcast. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. My guest today is Mark Sower, who is one of the partners at XI Digital. Today, we're going to be discussing Mark's journey of building his agency and what he's learned along the way. So thank you so much for joining us today, Mark.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So to get started, let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit.
Sure.
So what would you say really motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur?
I'm really results oriented. I thrive on success, especially when, you know, it's our team generating a successful campaign for a client, for example, and, you know, the company's happy, the client's happy, and we're big on praise. So yeah, success when our plans succeed, it's a great motivator for me.
Yeah. Okay. It's awesome. I love that. And then, so what brought you into this industry? You know, how did you get into digital marketing?
Okay, yeah. So I have a background in marketing. I had also done a lot of sales work in the past. So at the beginning of the millennium, early 2000s, about 16 years ago, I got hired at a digital agency. They were looking for a sales manager to manage the marketing team. And okay. I didn't know much about digital at that point. It was more traditional advertising that I was dealing with. And I got hired for this position and quickly noticed the power and awesomeness of, you know, tools like Google Ads or the organic SEO. And as I learned more and more about it and saw the potential of it, I got really attracted to actually doing more digital, more on the digital side of things. And I switched positions. I became only a salesperson at that company because I got really passionate about the whole potential that I saw in it. And that's, the rest is history. It's been only digital for me ever since then.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, you can tell when you talk about it, you're like excited about it. So yeah, that's that definitely makes the best salespeople, right? When you're so passionate about what you're offering,
it comes so new through. And it was so powerful. And the concept was just, I don't know, it was so exciting back then. It's still exciting today, but it was so new back then. And it was just around the birth. And I don't know, it just really wowed me. And then, you know, then came Facebook and et cetera, et cetera. So
yeah, exactly. Very good. So I would love to learn a little bit more about, you know, how you transitioned from working as, you know, a sales manager to, you know, starting your own agency. So what was that like?
Great question. So, yeah, so I actually started my journey with XI Digital around that time. I met my partner, Boris, who's the head of our development. At that agency. And at the time, my girlfriend, who's currently my wife, we had just met, and she was, she had told me about her spinning and yoga studio that her and her partner were working on opening, and that they were in the midst of, you know, getting quotes for websites for the company. And I said, hey, you know, let me see what I can do. And Boris at the time was doing some freelance work. So him and I got together on this with my wife, now my wife, and her partner back then. And we built their website on a, on, you know, on an after hours basis. And the result was awesome. Boris and I started to see the potential of working together. And really, that was our first project. And they had a really thriving, successful business that had multiple locations, including Canada and the States. So
that's amazing.
After that, yeah, we started doing these website projects. And by 2008, we already started planning our, you know, our company. And so it really started back then, but we made it official in 2009.
Okay, very good. And so, you know, how did you bring on those first few clients when you were first starting out? You know, obviously, you know, you did work for your wife's business. But yeah, how did you grow from there?
So it was really cool because it was word of mouth. That project, Spinga, which is spinning in yoga. I don't know if you've heard of it, but
no, I haven't. That's cool.
Yeah, a lot of people liked the website and started asking them who did your site and whatnot. So we got a bunch of work through that and through our own networks and friends who, you know, needed help here and there. Keep in mind, I still had a full-time job at the time, so it wasn't, you know, weren't doing that many projects until 2009. And then, so yeah, a lot of networking, word of mouth. And then as a salesperson, when we started the company, I went very aggressive with sales, and we generated a lot of new clients around 2009, 2010, and 11. It was a great time. A lot of people needed a new vendor. A lot of people, you know, needed something better and more success. So we went on a sales blitz and really generated a lot of clients back then, many of which are still with us today.
That's awesome. So, you know, when you went full time and was doing your, you know, really focusing on your sales efforts, what did that look like? You know, were you, you know, cold calling? Were you going to networking events?
A lot of cold calling. A lot of cold calling. The system we had in place was really simple. We used Google. We would, you know, we'd search, for example, for, you know, a mold removal company, because we do a lot of home services. We do a lot of medical as well. So we were searching for, you know, mold removal Toronto as an example. And then we would see that, you know, there were certain companies ranked on that first page. We would check them all out. And those who didn't have a nice website, or there was an opportunity to improve their website and generate more business with that first page exposure, I would, you know, we would call and explain to them that with a better website, you know, they have this great exposure. Why not convert more, more business from it? Or we would go, you know, to page three, page four, page eight, and check for, you know, companies who look good, who have good websites, who seem to have good culture and, you know, branding, but are not being found anywhere near the first page. So we would solicit them to say, hey, do you need help with your marketing? Because it looks like you have something good going on. So those were really that simple, because, you know, Google, it still is the place to be. If you're not on the first page, you need to be there. If you're on the first page, you need to be smart about, you know, what you're showing and how you're selling and advertising yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then how have your sales efforts now changed? You know, as you've grown and evolved over the years, what type of lead generation tactics do you put into place now?
Great question. So yeah, so we, you know, we've been fortunate to acquire some really great clients over the years, and we're so, you know, grateful for that, and we're able to keep busy and see growth in the company. So a lot of word of mouth, you know, our websites are selling for us. You know, the people find us online, or people, you know, they'll ask our clients who's doing your marketing, etc. So a lot is referral. Or being found online, a lot of incoming leads. We do have someone who approaches companies as well when we see, you know, a company that we want to work with. If it's in a vertical that we've had a lot of success with, and for example, we don't have, you know, a client like that in a different city, and there's opportunity, you know, we have, for example, cosmetic surgeon in Toronto who's really up there, and you know, we've been talking about, you know, going out there and looking in other cities for the top surgeons in those cities to see if they're, you know, if there's any opportunity for us to help them do better with their marketing.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. Sounds like great strategies there.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome as you've been growing XI Digital?
So, I mean, there have been many challenges. Digital landscape has changed so tremendously over the years.
Yes.
From the tools themselves to the platforms to how marketing happens. Mm-hmm. You know, social media has become so powerful over the past few years. So the challenge is to stay ahead of the curve, right? The goal for us is to help our clients receive the lion's share of potential business out there for them. And to do that, you have to have winning strategies. You have to always kind of educate yourself, get into the mind of the customer that they're after, and really try to broadcast what they're looking for. And it's challenging. It's challenging, you know, as the platforms change and, you know, they take away previous ways of advertising. For example, Google's taking away traditional remarketing where you could, you know, if a user checks out your client's website, you can drop a cookie there and follow them around. I'm sure everyone's seen this where you're checking out a website and then suddenly everywhere you go, there's ads for that brand.
Exactly.
And that's called, you know, that's remarketing. And the laws have changed. You can't do that anymore. Not yet, but it's coming, right? And that's a big change. That's a big change in marketing for us because it was powerful for some of our clients. So, you know, dealing with these changes, staying ahead of the curve, with search engine optimization, as soon as Google introduces an update to improve the search engine, that's a scary time for us because we need to make sure that these updates don't affect our clients in anything but a positive manner.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's really the biggest challenge is staying ahead of the curve and making sure we know what's coming. We're Google partners, and that's been awesome because you know, they tell us about what's coming and they help us use the new tools and the new strategies. So, just staying ahead and making sure that our strategies are still winning all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's such a great point because it's true. It just is evolving and changing at the speed of light, really, compared to a lot of different industries out there. So, just ensuring you're taking that time to be educating yourself, making sure you're staying current. Being a Google partner is a great idea. So I agree.
Thank you.
So what would you say has been, how do you maintain happy clients so that, you know, they're going to continue to bring in those referrals that you guys have obviously experienced?
I think that's a similar answer. Our clients expect us to stay ahead of the curve, to educate ourselves, to know what's coming next, to know what else can be done. And that's I think one of our strengths. You know, we're an agency, we're a boutique agency. We don't have hundreds and hundreds of clients, but the ones that we do work for, we treat each one uniquely and we're always thinking ahead for them. You know, what could they do next? How do we send a report next month that again shows improvement, shows more businesses come in? The pandemic was a crazy time, you know, and coming back to challenges, if you want to speak about a challenge, I'll tell you the pandemic was a huge challenge because, you know, we have clients in the food industry who got shut down. We have dental clinics that had to change their whole practice and get COVID safe and, you know, conform to all the new rules and regulations. We had this surge of business for our clients who are in the swimming pool industry or in the turf industry. All these, you know, families who are stuck at home wanted to improve their backyards and get something, you know, they had all this money that they weren't going to spend on camps or vacations because we're all locked down at home. So all of these companies had a surge in traffic and made, you know, getting a swimming pool was near to impossible in 2021. You know, you're lucky if they booked you in for the following season, right?
Yeah.
So now post pandemic, you know, it's hard to tell my swimming pool company or my turf guys, you're not going to get the same interest this year. Everybody last year prioritized this. And a lot of the customers that you would have received this year have already done it a year earlier. So that'll affect the amount of business they get. So it's another part of it, setting the right expectations and making the client understand the landscape, because trends change, right? The interest in things change. And that's part of marketing. And it's hard, you know, sometimes the client just doesn't understand. Hey, I sold X amount last year. I'm paying you guys to market better for me. I want to sell X plus whatever this year. But yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Sauna Company, you're never going to get the same amount of interest, because especially in saunas, people thought that it was helping, you know, it was helping stay healthy, right?
Yeah, so
it was
the right. Help.
So yeah. Everybody wanted a sauna to avoid COVID and stay healthy, right? So they're never going to get that, you know, even if we did the best marketing in the world, you need the interest. You need the people who need the product out there. And there aren't as many post-pandemic because everybody rushed to do it while we were stuck at home. So
yeah,
that's an example, but yeah.
Yeah. And I love how you said, you know, just thinking ahead. Like, I think that's so important, because if you're able to, you know, pre-frame something, you know, like this is maybe something that you can expect next year, and, you know, you're able to bring it to their attention before they bring it to your attention. I think that's just a great way to manage expectations and help, you know, prevent some type of confusion or communication breakdown down the road.
Yeah. I mean, when I started mentioning TikTok to some clients last year, or even the year before, they thought it was crazy. They thought this is a platform for kids, right?
Yeah.
But now look at it, right?
Yeah.
So we were, you know, my team noticed that, and my team predicted that, that's what was coming. So those who listened to us are really happy about it now. And those who didn't are starting a little bit late, right? After the curve, but still,
yeah.
There's a good example of thinking kind of what's coming, what's going to be popular and effective.
Yeah. 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 It's a really good point. Awesome. Well, you know, where do you see XI Digital in 5 years' time?
Well, with, you know, we hope to continue seeing growth. We're always bringing on amazing new members to the team. We just would like to, you know, expand our footprint, expand our efforts. We're working on some internal projects that we're looking to release next year. So we have high hopes for those as well.
It's exciting.
Our mission statement is to be one of the top firms in Canada, digital agencies in Canada.
Yep.
So I really do hope that by that time, 5 years from now, that we'll feel like we've achieved our goal.
Very good. I love that. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but before we move on to the Fast Five, do you have any final thoughts or words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I mean, you know, digital is it's a very exciting place to be. It's very saturated as well. There's a lot of good practice and bad practice out there. There's white hat, there's gray hat, you know, there's black hat techniques. My advice is to, follow the rules, do things in the way that they should be done. If we're talking about, you know, SEO or ads, educate yourself, you know, read from the experts, learn from the experts, read case studies. Like, there's so much information out there that teaches you the right way to do things and the right way to think about it. So yeah, that's probably my biggest advice, is to educate yourself. The more you know, the more power you have, the more potential for success you can deliver.
Yeah, I had a guest on last week, and I really like how they framed it, but it was, you know, be a student for life. And I think that applies really like perfectly as a digital marketer, because you just really have to be constantly, and as an entrepreneur in general as well, you have to constantly.
We're in the middle of a science that's being written. It's not something you can look back to. We're in the middle of this whole evolution, and that makes it exciting. It makes it dangerous and risky, but also very rewarding at the same time.
100%. Absolutely. All right. Well, we're now ready to move on to the Fast Five. So I have 5 rapid fire questions for you. Are you ready?
Sure. Ready.
Awesome. So first question, what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
My favorite book is The Lord of the Rings. I read it when I was young. I've reread it. I just find it brilliant. It's, you know, and then the movies came, but That book captivated me, and I think it you know, it pushed me towards creativity, which is something that I needed here as well. And there are just so many themes there and so many stories there. And I just think it's, I've read, you know, many books, but that's the one that's had the biggest impact on me.
Very cool. Okay. And what does your morning routine look like?
I'm up early. Usually I'll, you know, jump on my computer, see what's happening today. If there are any issues, any important emails, any tasks that I need to, you know, make sure top of mind, get a quick workout, get ready, you know, shower and dress. And then I like to spend some time with my, I have three boys, so I like to spend time with them before they head off to school. Mm-hmm. And then I head off to work.
Very good. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Definitely Steve Jobs was. And Elon Musk is someone that's very interesting to me, especially these days.
Yes.
Yeah, I do follow him and all of his crazy, his crazy moves. But
yeah,
that guy, I mean, you know, people say he's not even from Earth, so maybe they're right, but he's very interesting.
I'm very interested to hear what is all unfolding with Twitter. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens in the coming months.
Yes.
Yeah. For sure. And what is your favorite online tool?
Online tools, probably would say definitely Google Analytics is a great tool, but as well as SEMrush, which is really good software. It's intelligent software. You know, it knows how to guide and knows, and it finds great information that we use to, you know, plan marketing initiatives, etc. So yeah, those two are probably my favorite two tools.
Okay. Perfect. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Yeah, so I wish I had known what was going to happen with domains, because I can tell you that I've seen amazing domains from printed.com to weightloss.ca I do have some good domains, but I passed on many along the years.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I would have had I would probably be able to retire if I bought all the ones that I saw available. Yeah.
I know, it's a good point. Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Mark. It was a pleasure to have you on the show and learn about your journey of starting XI Digital. So thank you again for joining me for today's episode.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much. I had a good time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.